The Peak 104.1. Good morning. I'm Robin Fox, joined by Craig Lindberg of Dogpack. Good morning.
Morning. Good to be here.
I appreciate you coming by. Now, for anybody that isn't familiar with Dogpack, give a quick synopsis of what you guys do for the community.
So Dogpack's a local nonprofit, and our focus is really creating off-leash recreation opportunities. So in the summertime, we maintain the Deschutes River Trail in what we call the Good Dog area between Entrada and Widgie. I provide poop bags, do some trail maintenance, and so on. In the winter, we provide the ski and snowshoe trails up at Winoga Snowplay area, just about milepost 14, between 14 and 15 up on Cascade Lakes Highway, where you can ski or snowshoe with your dog.
Which is a blast. So if anybody hasn't done that yet, or they weren't aware of these trails that are designated, they can get maps from you guys that can go to dogpack.org. It's dogpac.org. You can also find those maps at different locations throughout town. And this weekend, this Saturday, you're having the Waffles event again.
Exactly. Now, this is just a fun day out for people and their dogs. What we do is we have a wood stove that we just bring into our storage container there, fire it up with some wood, and make Norwegian waffles on the wood stove. And it's just a kind of a classic traditional Norwegian activity and just a fun treat when you're out on the snow. We add a little twist to it. I make some homemade hot fudge just for some extra topping.
Nice.
We have some hot chocolate as a drink, and I also bring blueberry soup, which is, I think of as the original sports drink. It's a traditional Swedish drink that people use when they're out cross-country skiing.
It sounds fantastic. So if you're looking forward to this weekend and be getting out in the sunshine anyway, bring your dog, head to Winoga, and check out the Waffles event. You have some suggestions for people that have been going there lately and maybe slacking a little bit on just keeping an eye out for their dogs, right?
Exactly. So as you can imagine, with any dog-friendly area, you know, we have a big focus on keeping poop off the trail and in the trash can.
Right.
And a lot of people have been fantastic. We've cleared hundreds of pounds of poop for the trash can and get them off the trail. Now, we do have some people that are still letting their dogs out of the car in the parking lot before they get their skis and get themselves organized.
Okay.
So what we're asking folks to do is just leave your dog in the car until you've got your skis and snowshoes ready, and then bring your dog up to the trailhead. And officially, dogs are not allowed off-leash in the snow park. So if your dog's on asphalt, it's not allowed off-leash. You have to have the dog on leash until you're on the trailhead. Once you're on the snow and can supervise your dog, then your dog is welcome off-leash. And then, you know, the dogs can run around, have a good time, play with each other, and enjoy the snow. But keep an eye on your dog and make sure you scoop the poop. We've got poop bags and dispensers there. Make it very easy for folks.
Very good. So be poop vigilant and bring your dogs out this weekend to Winoga for the Waffles event. Big thank you to you guys for not only all the efforts that you put in throughout the community, but just for looking out for dog owners in general. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you very much.